Echa ashbato patuach kekever.
This is the longest of the 40 keynote that we recite on Tisha B'Av morning. There are 22 stanzas, each with four lines. The first line in each stanza begins with the corresponding word in the first parak of Echa, the second line with the corresponding word in the second parak of Echa. The third line in each stanza begins with the corresponding word of the fourth parak, and the fourth line with the corresponding word of the fifth parak. Thus, in the first stanza, for example, the opening words of the four lines are the opening words of the first, second, fourth, and fifth prakim of Echa. The second stanza's four lines open with the opening words of the second psukim in those prakim, and so forth through all 22 stanzas. In addition, each of the four lines concludes with a quote. The first three lines of each stanza conclude with a quote from the three respective psukim from the third parak of Echa. The fourth line of each stanza concludes with a quote from the Tochecha in Parshat Bechukotai. The Kina presents a terrifying image. Not that God removed his protection from us, thereby allowing our enemies to harm us, but that God partnered with them and worked together with our oppressors to destroy us. It is horrible enough to feel that God is absent. The idea that God has joined our foes is almost too much to bear. Perhaps that is why the Kina ends with a plea that Hashem again view our enemies as his enemies, people whom God has sworn to defeat as well.